Say a couple of things. I would say that even the theoretical, it helps create a frame of reference. In other words, at least I know what's to be done and what's not to be done in an authoritative way. That's significant. And if one goes on hearing like that regularly, then I have a whole other picture of proper conduct, proper way to lead my life. And my convictions in doing so deepen, just even if I don't apply everything. Like making the example of when with Maharaj Pariksit's hearing, what happened when he heard, as opposed to what we hear, what happens when we hear. So he had that background. So we're helping to create that background. It's not a loss. It's good. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Just by hearing and chanting, that's created, that punya is created. No loss, no diminution, it's all positive. But, you know, this question of application, it's already touched on it. The main message I gave in response to that was sincerity. Part of the problem, even for someone who's sincere, I mean, there's no limitation when there is sincerity, but our training, or be specific, your training, has been theoretical. Since I was just discussing this with one devotee, just before coming, the day that I departed New York, and that is academic life, and especially the way that people are trained, where the relationships, responsibility, one thing, academics. Academics, achieve. It's, you know, how to keep yourself clean, never mind that. How to take care of yourself, never mind that. Academics. I mean, not so blatant, but very, very strong emphasis. And that's the way, we've grown up like that. Academic students, where you're accountable to other students. That's a good impetus. One part of the world, all over the world. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What you say, do, thinks, you know, eat, speak. It's wild. As long as you do your academics, be wild. Just do your academics. So you're now accountable to other people in a practical way. And maybe there's a little sense of peer pressure. Well, if I don't apply, then everyone's going to know I don't apply because I'm not just off in my room. On my own. So, but on the positive side, not just by peer pressure, but by sangha, and by building close relationships within that sangha, it will help me in the application department. Because I'm not just pulling forward on my own, but one shouldn't take that for granted either. Then you got another problem. That's casual dealings that become offenses, and it's part of being responsible. And then what to speak of when marriage is there, that I'm responsible for another person with a whole other set of senses and mind and desires. Ask them, those that are married. It's a big responsibility. Big responsibility. And then children, so, and it goes on. So, you know, it's a matter of waking up out of the illusion that I have this bigger reality to face. And then, we're not trained to think about that. But to speak of going back to Godhead. So, we don't so much think about that in the very beginning of our Krishna consciousness. So there has to be, I've said this same thing about 5 times in the past 4 or 5 days, and 2 of them were in a plane, so I didn't say it to anybody. I mentioned yesterday, I used the word refresh. So we have to rejoin the Hare Krishna movement. We have to reevaluate our purposes. And it's easy to be lazy and complacent and not do that, but if we're going to progress, we have to evaluate once again. It's not expected that when I first began, and now I've been practicing for some time, so what are those higher purposes, and am I operating on that level? Or have I become complacent? Has my submission slackened? Submission to Krishna to achieve the goal, submission to Guru and those that are instructing me. Because, you know, it's okay now. I got the basics down. Prabhupada calls it coasting on one's laurels. He warns against it. That's a sure recipe for not advancing. And then going backwards, regressing. Your question is an honest question, so I'd like to. I was thinking this just this morning, that part of the answer to your question is the visits that I make. My sense is there's a degree of complacency sets in. I've been here for one day, and I'm perceiving it already. To be very frank and honest, a degree of complacency. And then I was thinking, yeah, I remember Krishna Smaran and I discussing this, and it's the nature of Singapore. Nice climate, you know, modes of nature, easy going, and complacency. Means don't apply. Everything's fine. But the spark of sincerity is there in asking the question. But that spark gets covered over by complacency. So at least these periodic visits, as Aviram always puts it, you know, going way out of our way with much inconvenience. And it's not fun riding in a plane for 24 hours with smelly people doing goofy things. And it's this, you know, but it's so that, but the austerity, that's fine, because but then, you know, that there's a purpose, service to Krishna and service to all the devotees. And that's part of what will help overcome complacency. But then the sign of that taking place is not just be assiduous in your note-taking. But you know, some of the complacency washes away and you wake up out of slumber and, oh yeah, the mission is to become Krishna conscious. That's what it's all about. So let me get down to business, become Krishna conscious. That's what persons in the renounced order are supposed to do, is provide that kind of association. And persons who are receiving that association, what they're supposed to do is wake up and take the messages seriously. And it's not just when visits come, it's all the time, but it's a little easier when visits come. The long haul is to take the mission of this human form of life seriously. It can even be on a selfish platform. I don't want to go through this again. Getting all bewildered and the whole business. Bad experiences and nasty people, and I don't mind the work, but just, you know, dealing with the nastiness of it. So, but the higher impetus is also there. Just like this third verse. If we can, here's some impetus. If we can, by proper hearing and application, overcome the eye and mind business, we've accessed the spiritual world. With the miseries that we're now just taking as part of life, because that's what it is, it's part of material life. We're past it. But most importantly, we're in some relationship with Krishna. I want that. Therefore, I have to apply. We tend to forget. Material condition, we tend to forget. So the messages, they're reminders, but then the message doesn't apply the thing for us. And that's a little bit like Akshay's question. chanting will purify our existence, but purifying our existence, or hearing will purify our existence, but in the maturing of our purification comes the desire that I want to make these improvements. I want to come before Krishna. Krishna is so kind, he's giving me so many things to. Krishna doesn't need anything from me, but let me come to the mark to qualify myself so Krishna will be really pleased. More so than what I'm doing now, I'm getting by. So that Krishna will be really pleased. That's happiness. We want that. We all want happiness. So I have to become more mature. Because as time passes, material energy will force you. Here's a job, here's a wife, here's a family. Become responsible. Well, I wanted to just have fun. Become responsible. So become spiritually responsible. And then you can fulfill those other responsibilities in a satisfying way. So while doing it, and when it's all over, you can look back and say, Krishna's mercy is now an integral part of my life. And it won't come by complacency. One will not be able to continue in Krishna consciousness by complacency. Even continue with what you're now doing by complacency. Maybe I'll end there. 8:20.